Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The following podcast is a member of the Great Big Owl family.
Podcast that aims to unlock the mysteries of the past with the key of fact. My name is John Rain.
My name is Eleanor Morton.
My name's David Reed.
Please join us as we present to you mysteries that have baffled the world and puzzled the minds at the very best. Today we bring you closure via isolation behind a wall of mystery.
And rain. Strange clicking noise.
Sorry, that was my microphone.
Oh, have you got a posh microphone?
No, I've got a very cheap, my sister bought a very cheap, podcasting one. But it's okay. Still better than the one on my laptop, so.
Yeah. Well, luckily you do very cheap podcasts.
Hey! Hey. So
I bought a really expensive one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, it was £120.
Oof. Oh, the microphone, not the podcast.
Oh, no, I wouldn't pay anything for this shit. talking of which, David.
Hi.
I believe you have a mystery for all of us, the lovely boys and girls listening and us.
I do, mystery fans. Mm-hmm. I am going to discuss the Havana Syndrome.
Ooh.
Now, have we heard of this?
No.
It sounds very fun.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. All syndromes are fun, but this is a particularly fun one. So I can think of no better way to sort of set the scene than to just read out an excellent article in the New Yorker. I won't do the whole thing because they write quite long articles.
They do.
But if this is too long, just edit it out, John.
All right.
Okay. Audrey Lee, a career Foreign Service officer in her late 40s, worked in a snug office on the ground floor. This is in the US Embassy in Havana, Cuba.
That makes sense.
And her name has been changed because she was a spy.
Right.
Her life in Havana was fascinating, but her life in Havana was fascinating but orderly. She lived with her husband and their 12-year-old twins in a quiet neighborhood full of diplomats and drove an SUV to work each morning, arriving habitually by 7:30. A veteran of several Foreign Service tours, she felt at ease in Cuba, except for one peculiar incident. Earlier that year, when the family returned to Havana from a vacation, they were struck by a foul stench in their kitchen. The freezer was unplugged. Mystery solved.
Yeah, there's a chicken gone off.
Lee and her husband cleaned out the rotten food, plugged the freezer in, and went back to their routine, thinking little about the fact that someone had been there while they were away.
Oh, my God.
On the evening of March the 17th, Lee came home from embassy, made dinner, and ate with the twins in the kitchen nook. Her husband was away on business. Afterwards, the kids went upstairs to play Minecraft. I can tell you this is set in 2018. That's why
really,
Minecraft.
Yeah, that's really threw me off there because I was picturing the 50s.
At around 8 o'clock, Lee washed the dishes. The kitchen lights made it hard to see out the window, but she knew that there was a wooden booth outside where Cuban police kept watch.
What?
As Lee was cleaning, she felt a sudden burst of pressure in her head, then a stabbing pain worse than any she'd ever experienced. And she had two kids. Her breath quickened and she was overcome by panic. Lee had heard rumours around the embassy of colleagues falling victim to mysterious sonic attacks, but no one knew what they were
or
what had caused them. As the pain grew more intense, she remembered overhearing a security officer at the embassy talking about how employees could protect themselves by getting off the X, which Lee took to mean move away from the site where she experienced the pain. She made her way to the family room and took a few minutes to steady herself. After checking on the twins, she went to her bedroom to lie down, but the pain kept her from sleeping. The next morning, Lee's head still hurt. At breakfast, her son asked her to read the ingredients on a box of cereal, and she struggled, moving the box back and forth as she tried to focus. In the coming weeks, she often felt dizzy and lost her balance, and sometimes walked into doors. She felt as if she were moving, even when she was still, a sensation that she compared to walking after taking off roller skates. She was sleeping just an hour or two a night. Co-workers noticed that she was becoming forgetful. One afternoon, a colleague stopped by her office to discuss running an errand together. When the colleague returned 5 minutes later and said, "Are you ready?" Lee looked up and said, "Ready for what?" Now, that's just a bit of background colour. That was not the first time it happened, but this is a series of very similar events that happened starting in August 2017, and all to US embassy staff stationed in Havana, Cuba. And so they wonder whether it was some kind of attack upon their employees, who are often spies as well as diplomats, because, you know, the two, you know, very similar. But no actual solution has ever been found to what the hell it was.
Right.
I can give you more backstory.
Yeah.
Let's have a look. So it's now referred to on Wikipedia as the Havana syndrome. But when they were trying to work out what was going on amongst the scientific community and amongst the CIA, it was just called The Thing. To differentiate it from John Carpenter's The Thing, which is a different syndrome.
Why didn't they go for like the thingamajig or thingamabob?
Well, because they're American, not English.
Okay.
From the 1940s.
The Thingy.
So, a bit of backstory was that this embassy hadn't existed for a long time because of a little thing called the Cold War. And it had fallen into disrepair. But then under the Obama administration, relationships with Cuba got better and better. And so they reopened the embassy, and that's where these employees were working. And everyone, the Cubans and Americans included, assumed that Hillary Clinton would win the election. And the warming of those tensions between Cuba and the US would continue. Of course, we know that Hillary Clinton did not win the election.
No.
Wait, what?
It was, of course...
Macho Man Randy Savage.
That's right, Macho Man Randy Savage won. And then Fidel Castro died. So...
Or did he?
So there is some suggestion that maybe it's this attack was in, an attempt to sully the water between the US and Cuba.
From which side? From the Cubans?
Well, exactly, Eleanor. Who would benefit from that?
I know.
I can jump ahead to the end. Only the bloody Russians.
Yeah, I was going to say.
No way! Yeah, what a twist.
Yeah.
No, because they're always fiddling with Cuba, aren't
they?
They're obsessed with Cuba.
This is where the Cuban...
It's the main thing.
The Cuban missive... crisis.
If they don't have their dick in the Ukraine, they've got their anus in Cuba, haven't they?
That's exactly how I would put it, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's not from the New Yorker, that's just me.
Oh, okay.
So, the symptoms of this syndrome included hearing loss, memory loss, and nausea. And it was bit when they started to think there's enough cases, this might actually be a real thing. The University of Pennsylvania studied 21 affected diplomats. And their findings were it was unlike anything, any other syndrome, but it resembled persistent concussion.
Oh.
But none of them had knocked their heads or anything.
They and I assume they all got
overcome.
They all got tests and things for other things it could be.
Oh, yeah, they did extensive testing.
Yeah.
The Cubans did and the Americans did, and they couldn't find anything.
Because it'd be really sad if it turned out she had a tumour, and that would just be a real bummer.
Yeah, 21 diplomats in one embassy all had tumours. It's going to be... The film rights are going to be such a light-hearted romp, aren't they?
I think you'll find, David, if you hang around radioactivity long enough.
Mm. Yeah. Well, no, she's still alive. Oh. But, yeah, but I mean, I can read you the end of the New Yorker article as well here. I just enjoyed reading it, you see. It was very well written.
Did it make you feel really intellectual?
Yeah, it did, actually. I jumped to the end, magazine. Obviously, because I'm not. But...
Don't look at the cartoon, you'll get confused.
Audrey Lee has not seen the embassy in its diminished state because under Trump, it's all gone tits up, as you can imagine, and the embassy has now been largely abandoned again. So Obama's handiwork's gone down the tubes. Yeah. When the order came for diplomats to withdraw, she was being treated at the University of Pennsylvania. Her husband left Havana in such haste that he abandoned their personal belongings. Lee's balance and orientation gradually improved, and after 4 months of treatment, she resumed full-time work earlier this year. But she said most of the symptoms have returned. The headaches have grown worse, and she's thinking about retiring early. Lee still considers Cuba one of her favourite assignments. We loved our time there, she said. It was almost magical. She understood why the State Department decided to withdraw employees. We just didn't know who was going to get hit, when or why, she said. At the same time, she was bothered by the implications of the decision. If this really was a weapon that someone had used against us, how sad it was that we were kind of letting them win. So
that's
it's
so
what
American.
Kind of... Yeah, what kind of weapon is that, though? I mean... I could scream at someone really loud, and I don't think I could give them a concussion.
Or something
Brian
like...
Brian Blessed, is that who it is?
The Russians have weaponized Blessed.
Top loader.
It's only a matter of time. Yeah, they've just all the big thespians.
Yeah.
All the big thespians have been
dancing in the moonlight over and over again.
John's bringing his left field top loader theory.
Yeah.
Didn't they? Isn't that what they played at Guantanamo?
Yes.
To torture people.
I think it
is. And that's in Cuba, isn't it?
Yeah.
No, I don't know. But everyone hates that song.
Everyone hates that song.
So, theories. Mm. Well, there's two things to consider here. Is one, what is the nature of the weapon?
Mm.
And the other is who's doing it?
Going back to when she came home and there was
yes.
the fridge was unplugged, why would they have unplugged the fridge?
Because they need to charge their phone?
because they need to plug the weapon in.
Well, when they came to leave the weapon behind, obviously, they also went, oh, my phone's died. I need to text them that we've left the weapon behind. Well, shall I use one of the phones on the worktop? No, one of the plugs. No, that'd be too obvious for forensics. Unplug the fridge. Mm. But you'll remember to plug it back in again, won't you? Oh, yeah, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Was there any Russians sighted in the area at that time? Is that...
Well, this is it's an interesting point, actually, that many Americans have said that Cuba, nothing can have happened without Cuba's knowledge, not
okay.
on this scale. Mm. And Cuba's always denied knowing anything about it, you know. But, a few people have gone, yeah, if it is an attack, Cuba knows who's doing it.
And also, if they left the fridge unplugged, they must have been Russian.
Yeah, because Russians can put meat on the balcony, can't they? It stays
no, he was doing a pun. He was doing a pun.
Oh, I see.
See, when you were gone, right? Just
yeah.
David said, can you do an Eleanor impression? I said, yes, it's just chastising me for saying things. And I was quite right.
Yeah, that's right. proved accurate.
That's my dynamic. That's my, yeah, you know, that's my my gimmick.
It's your thing. Your USP.
Being naggy.
Yeah.
So to get back to the weapon.
Yeah.
A sonic weapon of some kind has been posited.
A hedgehog.
A hedgehog. Yeah. They were pelted with hedgehogs when they were.
Hedgehog could go into the garden and no one would notice. So.
It would unplug the fridge, like play with all the meat. And then
I think the fridge is maybe a red herring.
Okay.
Being a diplomatic, yeah, they can't afford Smeg.
You mean a Smeg herring?
That's right. I think if you're a diplomat living in Cuba, then having officials sort of break into your home while you're on holiday is probably fairly standard.
But why they
unplug the fridge? I don't know.
Especially Russian ones. I mean, they're going to be breaking in everywhere and putting bugs everywhere.
Bloody bugs everywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how you'd get a sonic weapon as I imagine it, it would have to fire sort of like a very narrow cone of sound that you then have to, like a sniper, follow their ear around the room.
Oh my goodness, yeah.
So the best way to avoid it would be, as soon as your ear starts hurting, like start doing like interpretive dance, so you're really hard to follow. You know, you keep spinning and rolling on the ground, and you're like, oh, where's it
like
gone?
When they go through those like laser alarm signals in films.
That's right, yeah.
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 Yeah, like in Entrapment.
Or in Ocean's 12.
Do they?
Or in St. Trillions.
Or in St. Trillions.
Those are the big three. Yeah. The big three laser films.
Yep.
Yeah.
I did an escape room that had one of those laser rooms. That was very exciting.
That's fun. Oh.
Those Twitter notifications? Forgot to watch anything but Netflix? Dreading the video conference small talk at 9? You need a news vitamin, you know. You need the Smart 7. It's a brand new daily podcast that puts your brain into gear. Everything you need to know in less than 7 minutes. You need the smarts? Hey, we got the smarts. The Smart 7, every weekday at 7 a.m. Available right now on Spotify and all the usual places.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
I assume the lasers didn't actually hurt you when you touched them.
No. Well, I was so good at it, I don't know.
Oh, there you go.
But when he went in, he had a beard, and when he came out,
Catherine
he didn't.
Catherine Zeta-Jones, that's right. Shaved myself on the way through. It was great. You had to go through and then hit a big button and they turn off, you know.
I love those things.
And did any of your compadres, because I'm guessing that's what it was like, some sort of stag night, did any of your compadres get chopped to pieces?
They did. It was like Cube.
Yeah.
We started with a stag of 12 and it was only me at the end.
Wow.
Oh.
It was a great stag.
And then you had to marry the bride. That was the...
Yeah. Well, I had
That's
no
how
one...
you got married.
No one came to the wedding. They'd all died in the queue.
Wow. So you got the buffet all to yourself.
That's right. So there's also some theories of it being some sort of microwave-based weapon. So maybe they unplugged the fridge to plug in a microwave. But yeah, I I mean,
could it be a poison or something in the water?
No, that's been debunked because of all the tests.
Okay.
They found nothing.
Yeah.
No trace of anything. And they're pretty good at this, the CIA, of finding traces of poison.
I've heard.
So they're assuming an attack just because of the magnitude of it. Of course, some academics have gone, it's mass hysteria, which is basically the academic equivalent of going, didn't happen, mate.
Yeah.
that's what she said. But, you know, she's mental. So yeah.
Post pictures or it didn't happen. So mass hysteria is not a fun conclusion to anything.
You mean like
is
the
it?
Versailles time slip?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Well, that was where
that
literally
was ghosts.
That was literally nothing happened. Yeah. I believe my theory on that was two women got drunk and they.
Well, this goes with my theory on this one.
I believe it was the greatest moment of time travel that our planet has ever seen.
Oh, if that's the greatest moment, then we can pack in time travel immediately. waste of time. Hey. So I think it's probably some kind of technology beyond our ken or any of the other scientists.
Right.
And my money would be on the Russians because they wouldn't like it that Cuba and America were looking like they were becoming allies.
No.
You know, so they wanted to break them up.
Why is Cuba still
communist?
Is Cuba still is it still a big player in the world?
Never was, mate.
Oh.
it was just because it's on America's doorstep. It's a place that Russia can
screw
around with and really piss them off.
Put
in the
some
same
missiles
way,
yeah. There. Yeah.
In the same way America's done with the Ukraine. That's why. So it's just a place for them to piss each other off. But, the Russians having a sonic weapon. I mean, here's where it gets interesting, because this was all sort of done and dusted. And then in April 2018, which is, let me just get this right, because when was that previous story? That was March, wasn't
it? That was 2017, I think.
No, it's March 2018, that previous one. August 2017 was when the very first case started.
Oh, okay.
But, so a month after our diplomat, Audrey Lee, who we've talked about, US diplomats reported similar incidents happening in the embassy in China.
Oh.
But I've got
but
a theory. I've got a theory about that, which is, once you've created the whole circus of the sonic weapon, you can just claim it's happening again in order to put pressure on any foreign nation, can't you? Just go, oh, my diplomats are sick. You're being mean to us.
It's a good way to get out of work.
Yeah.
Really good.
It's great.
What is it? You've got no physical symptoms. Sonic weapon. It's a sonic weapon.
Yeah.
Have we got any... Here's a question. Have we got any recorded... Are sonic weapons real, or are they something that is purely...
They're real in the novelisation and film Dune, where Paul Moadib's name is a killing word. But apart from that, they're theoretical, largely. I mean, if you blast people with sound, you can really screw up.
Yeah, it's definitely bad for you, yeah.
Yeah, you can deafen them, certainly, and then you can do internal damage and blah, blah, blah. But... they're pretty uncontrollable. The brown note, that famously.
From the Holomel incident.
Only works on a tuba. Yeah. So they're theoretical largely as being useful. But maybe one country has technology we don't know about? I don't know.
Which one do you think it is?
Russia.
Of course it's Russia.
Russia.
I mean, screwing with your direct enemy... in a way where they can't even accuse you of it because they don't understand how it works is exactly Russia's MO, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I've got a theory.
Go on then.
What if it's Trump? It only started happening after he got in. Maybe he doesn't want to be in... He's looked at the budget. He doesn't want to waste money on diplomacy. So he's doing it just to make everyone else look bad, but actually it was him.
To close an embassy, because they're expensive.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, he doesn't want to. He can't be bothered with this. He doesn't care about Cuba.
Or snooker. He doesn't.
What? Yeah, what does he get from Cuba, you know? Apart from cigars. Mm. Nothing.
Mm. Yeah, that's true.
That's. I mean, I don't think he's clever enough to do that, but I do think he knows people who are clever enough to do it.
You think he knows people in the sonic weapons division?
Yes. Surely when you get inaugurated, you get introduced to everyone, don't you?
Here's Area 51.
Mm-hmm. Hi.
Yeah.
These are all the prototype weapons we have.
Nice to meet you.
Yeah, sorry, Area 51's a dude. Well, I'll explain later.
I've got two theories.
Here's where we keep all the aliens.
Yeah. What are your two theories, John?
Well, one, they've set up a fight club.
Sure.
Because they're all concussed all the time.
But they can't talk about it.
Well, they can't talk about it, exactly. Or two.
They can't, that's the rule.
Exactly, they can't talk about it. And, you know, they're all, like, concussed and bruised and everything. Or they're all drunk all the time.
Mm.
There's a serious drinking problem going on because they're miserable in Cuba.
So they've fallen down and they can't remember falling down.
Do you remember that sketch in the Fast Show? It's like, I'm not pissed, you know, that one.
Yes.
That's like, oh, the fridge is unplugged. Oh, I don't know how that happened. I'm not pissed, you know. That's what's happening.
All right. I think it could be that.
Yeah.
I don't think... okay.
But, I mean, okay. All of the tests saw no physical...
No, but all the doctors are drunk as well. Did you take my blood? I don't know. I'm not pissed. I don't know how.
Are they pissed at the University of Pennsylvania?
They are.
Okay. Famously, are
they're
they?
They're so miserable about being in Pennsylvania. Because they thought they were going to Castlevania.
Another theory was what they were hearing was just cicadas. Crickets.
They are loud.
They are very loud, but I think the people who posited that theory hadn't really read the whole story.
They were mice.
I don't think they were quite listening. Because crickets don't unplug the fridge, do they? They'd be a real menace if they did.
It might be the one from Pinocchio.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Jiminy
Cricket.
Jiminy, that's his name, yeah.
Jiminy.
He might have done it. He might have needed to charge his phone.
Because that makes more sense that a cricket would unplug a fridge because he's lower to the ground, isn't he?
So. Exactly. He can't reach the toaster or the microwave.
Yeah.
He
Do you have a pet theory, David?
I think the Russians have developed a weapon that they can. It's like a sniper rifle for your ears.
Right.
I think that's it. They just have to follow your ear around the room.
A sniper rifle.
Whoa. A sniper rifle. I happen to know, I don't even know if this is official secrets because I was told it by someone with a high up job. But
we'll see.
The British.
It's a window cleaner.
The British, I believe, have two laser rifles in our possession at the MOD.
Right.
That we've developed.
Oh, shit.
It's just like Laser Quest.
They don't. Yeah, they just bought them off Amazon.
That's the story.
Actual laser weaponry.
Right.
But they're not very useful because all you have to do is wear armour made of mirrors and suddenly it's entirely...
Oh, and you'd look really cool.
Yeah, it doesn't do anything.
So you can't use them at discos?
No, so the only actual use is in order to... sniper people's eyes and blind them at great range, which right. I believe is against the Geneva Convention.
Right.
So we only have them so that we can develop gear to stop that happening,
right.
Basically.
Do you know what? If we have two, I reckon everyone else has got minimum 30. I just feel like that'd be the sort of thing where we've only got two because we're rubbish.
Yeah,
that's true. Yeah. But we've really practiced at it, but we don't have enough to actually use.
It's like Trident, same thing.
We've only got two of those.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And that doesn't work if you wear a suit of mirrors, does it?
No, and also, it shouldn't be Trident, it should be called Prong. Because Trident's got three things, isn't it?
That's true.
Prong's got two, yeah. Maybe they did have a third one, they lost it.
Lost it.
That's worrying.
I mean, one nuke going missing is a broken arrow, isn't it?
Yeah.
That would be a broken quiver if you lost a whole submarine.
Oh, God.
So, guys, what do you think's happened with Havana Syndrome?
I think it was Trump.
Okay.
I think it was a Fight Club.
It was a fight. I like that theory, actually, because they're all drunk.
Yeah.
Are we going with Fight Club?
Yeah, it's Fight Club. They can't talk about it, so they had to make up the whole thing.
Yeah.
Is this the second mystery we've solved with drunk women?
And men. The men are drunk too.
Yeah.
I wish I was drunk. Cool.
I thought you were.
No, I'm not quite that much of a lightweight.
Oh, true.
To get drunk on an alcohol-free beer.
That's true.
Thank you.
Right, Fight Club then.
Fight Club.
Yeah.
Fight Club.
Don't talk about it.
Oh, yeah. Well, there can be no doubt. If you're starting to write an article in The New Yorker about Havana Syndrome...
Don't do it.
Don't do it. Just press backspace on that and write about something else.
Yeah.
Turn it into Havana Nights, the sequel to Dirty Dancing. Write about that.
Yeah.
That's a classic film.
Do you recall this happening?
No.
I haven't...
I don't think so.
It's rung a very vague bell for me, but I think maybe in terms of the Chinese embassy more than this one, but... I know, but it seems weird that it seems to have completely ruined US-Cuban relations and we've never heard of it.
Yeah, well, I think Trump ruins any kind of diplomatic relations, so it's probably lower down the pile.
Yeah.
It sort of reminds me of The Hum. Did we talk about The Hum?
No.
No.
I mean, this is a whole other thing, but basically it's this like low-frequency noise that some people claim they can hear that has been shown not to be tinnitus. And, and it's like makes people. I mean, it doesn't give them concussions, but it makes them get headaches and feel sad.
I'm amazed we've got through this whole thing without talking about 5G.
Yeah, well, amazing. I don't think any of us know enough about 5G to put
it's
together
got a whole
any
extra
kind of theory.
G than you're currently using. Well, that can't be safe.
Also, that's because they don't want us to know about it.
Right.
I mean, if I was on 5G now, maybe this would be a smoother connection. You know.
I think it might be.
Yeah,
but then your eyes would explode.
I won't have
it
in the house.
I mean, it's a trade-off. I won't have it in the house.
I won't have it in the house.
Well,
he won't.
We've solved this, and
we'll
be back next week. If you want to follow the podcast, it's All Rather Pod. Or follow any of us. Believe me, you can.
Is that your new catchphrase?
Yeah. That was me stalling because I had forgotten to put my post-it note down.
Nice. So
I'm at Mr. Ken Shabby, Ellen is at Ellen Immortal, and David is at Mr. David Reed. Why don't you join us next week when we'll have another mystery, and we're all off now to burn a 5G mast.
Yeah, let's do it.
Yeah.
And let's go, guys.
In the hope that we might get Ellen to have a connection for half an hour.
Fingers crossed.
Fingers crossed. See you next week.
Bye.
Bye.
Hello, you. My name's Tom Price.
Hello, I'm Dave Cribb.
You should come and join us. Every day we do a podcast called Cabin Fever, where we talk to loads of comedians who've had to cancel everything else in their lives, so they come on our podcast instead, don't they, Dave?
Yeah, it's an isolation podcast.
Dave, were you yawning at the start of that sentence then? Was it just a little yawn?
Yeah, it's basically the Great Big Owl isolation podcast. We'll have people on from all our podcasts, from your Rule of Threes, your Brian and Rogers, your Musicals, your Bitchins. If you like any of our podcasts, if you like any of those people, chances are they'll be logging onto the Zoom call and just chatting, because let's face it, they got nothing else to do.
Also, there'll be a quiz on the bill. All right, see you soon. Lots of love.
Cabin FE83709. Oh, that's our Twitter name.
Great Big Owl.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.